this is sizzling nicely now. It's looking good. The thing I like about this is that here we have top quality meat, and it's cost me nothing. And I know where it's come from, and I know it hasn't been fed with any hormones or growth stimulants. And I would like to show you how I got this, and how you too could get it, if you're strong enough for it. Close the door. Well, I began my lifetime of roadkill eating in my mid-teens, when cycling across Windsor Great Park with my brother, I came across a dead pheasant. And having got off and examined it, I then found I couldn't leave it behind. When we got it home, my mother asked, would we like to eat it? So, of course, yes. She cooked it, showed us how to pull its insides out. It made a very nice meal. So, every time we came across something edible beside the road, we would pick it up. Well, we're crossing Bodmin Moor, and it is a bleak and largely barren landscape. The cloud is misting the tops of the trees on the nearby hills. Bodmin Moor at its nastiest. I have eaten just about everything that gets killed on the road. Deer, muntjac, badgers, fox, quite palatable. Sort of mixture of petrol and onions. Otter, pheasant, partridge, common and red leg. I think pushing boundaries does explain it. Yes, it's that sense of going where one has never gone before. If it can be eaten, well, why not give it a try? Okay, we've just pulled off the road on the edge of a lay-by. We're going to investigate this rabbit. Let's see whether this is worth collecting. It's probably been there a couple of days, because although it's got rigor mortis, the rigor mortis is going off. But it's quite edible. Jolly good. Okay, here is the rabbit that I picked up today. Now to prepare it for eating. See what it's like inside. Some people might find this a little too much for them, but it is, after all, the only way our ancestors knew how to feed themselves. Body cavity is clean. Well, humans are often said to have derived from hunter-gatherers. I think while man may have learned how to kill things, originally, I guess, he ate other people's quarry, the leftovers of lions and hyenas. I believe that up until then he was a carrion eater, and I believe that once he had become a hunter, he would have continued to eat the meat when it had become carrion. We have become very fussy as we have evolved, and I think that perhaps eating roadkill is just, you know, a little step back perhaps in our evolutionary path. Rabbit is a very easy thing to skin. You can just pull its skin virtually right off it once you've cut the feet off, or the skin through at the feet. There we are. That's the rabbit out of its skin. I take the head and neck off together. Okay, the rabbit is now into 7 pieces plus heart and liver. I'm going to put the rest into a polythene bag and put it in the freezer. A brown pile of fur lying beside the road that most people don't even notice turns into a good supply of protein for one person for a week. I've got some nettles. It isn't the season for nettles, but I want to see how they go. I'll see how this goes for frying. Gas lit. Right, cut up the get the oil hot. Add the garlic. Now here's the meat, so I need to, that's the next thing to go in, isn't it? I'm not a purist, I don't have to only eat roadkill, but I haven't bought any meat for 30 years. I'm now adding some nettles. So this is where you joined me. You've been on a bit of a journey with me today, picking up some roadkill, skinning it, cooking it, and in a moment or two, we shall be eating it. Well, I shall be eating it. Will you have a go yourself at picking up something by the roadside? It smells nice, don't you think? Oh, you can't smell it, I keep forgetting. And the rabbit is almost ready. Ah. Right. Here we are. Let's try a little bit of rabbit. Yes, I think it always tastes better when you have collected something yourself, you cooked it yourself. You're self-sufficient. And when you can do it without having to pay for it, so much the better.
Well, I hope that's helped your Saturday morning digestive tract. Arthur Boyd telling us about his love of eating roadkill. If you'd like to make a guerrilla report for us about anything that really matters to you, then do go via the website and you can click on the application form there.